With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You got to look deeper, amen. You can't just look at the surface stuff. Amen. You got to go, you got to search for these things. God says if you search for it, you'll find it. Knock, the door will open. Seek, but see, you, see, I heard somebody say this once, and I believe, I'm a strong believer of this. People read books, and sometimes they read them like they're speed readers. It's better to read one page 100 times than 100 pages one time. You read, I read that book in an hour. What do you remember? What did you meditate on? What did you get from it? Well, you understand me? So this is the age of technology where people just speed through stuff. You got to stop. Selah. Be still. Meditate. You know, meditate has to do with chewing the cud. A cow has four stomachs. A cow will chew and chew and chew. It'll go through one stomach, then the next stomach, then the next stomach. But it'll chew and chew and chew and chew. Sometimes we need to chew a little bit more. For God to reveal things to you that are true. Amen? So, anyway, God intervened. He disrupted what they were doing and took that out of the earth and brought confusion. Amen. Languages, all different languages, so they had to separate themselves according to tribes and go into different parts of the world. And that's where we get our different cultures and that today. But what I do want to talk about now is there's a sound coming from heaven, and there's a sound of restitution and restoration. God is in process of restoring. Amen. Amen. This is a time of restoration. All right? Not a time for us to panic, not a time for us to run and hide, but a time for us to allow God to restore everything. Amen? So let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 2. And we know the story well. God took that unity out, but he purposed to send it back. Now, I'm always reminded of how Jesus spoke to 500 people and told them just before he ascended, he said, go to Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. 500 heard him. But the travesty is that only 120 obeyed him. There were 120 that were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. They had been there almost 10 days praying. They were in, like in Genesis 11, they were in one place, in one accord, one mind. They'd been praying. Now understand, remember the disciples had had many disputes. Who would be the greatest and all that. In that time in the upper room, they resolved all of that. They got past all of that. They laid all of that stuff aside. They were in one place in one accord. And because on earth there was that one accord again, as in Genesis 11, it got heaven's attention. They were doing it out of obedience to God, and they were in that upper room, and heaven responded. There was a sound, and we know in Acts chapter 2, the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And it came at a particular time and on purpose. See, God's getting ready to do some stuff on purpose. Just like all this stuff, COVID, certificate of vaccination, ID. And it connects to AI, which connects to 5G. If you really do a study, you'll see what the plan is. But see, God has disrupted the plan. Now it's going to come. It may not come that way, but it's going to come at some point in time. But see, God right now has disrupted the plan. Tell somebody, God's given us a second chance. Come on, tell somebody, God has bought some time for us. You know, if wicked men had had their way by now, we'd be in real big trouble. But see, God has thwarted some things. He has intervened and disrupted some things. And amen, now the enemy's trying to distract everybody. You know, with all this stuff that I'm telling you, it's purpose, it's strategic, it's planned. These things aren't just happening by mistake. No, demons and men that are giving themselves to demons are working this thing, and it's Satan's plan. But again, I want to tell you that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. Amen. We will see it. Amen. You'll see it. You'll see people that refuse to accept God, to refuse to obey God. There's even coming a time. Let me just jump a little ahead of myself. There's even coming a time. I mentioned this Wednesday night about how there are other angels. And you may not know their name. You have to look into other sources to get names. Some of the rabbinical books to actually get names. Some of the Hebraic writings to get names of angels. But there's an angel by the name of Raphael. You heard me mention it Wednesday night. You see, there's coming a time where God's going to mark those that are his. And he's already done it, really. But see, you got to activate some of this stuff by your faith. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. See, if you're walking in unbelief, that draws certain things to you. Like Job said, that I greatly feared has come upon me. Amen. You don't get in life what you want. You get what you are. Amen. You're a magnet to whatever it is that's occupying your mind. Amen. You draw that stuff into your life. Why bad things always happen? What do you think about all the time? What do you talk about all the time? What are you always afraid of? That's why God says, do not walk. If it 300 plus times, God said, fear not. He wasn't just telling us, you know, he said, fear not. There's a reason that he says, fear not. Because if you get, amen, developed in fear, what you greatly fear is coming to you. Say amen, lights. But now what you believe, what you have faith for. On the flip side, he said, as you believe, so be it unto you. Amen. So that it's the same way. So the enemy puts a lot of little stumbling stones in your way to try to distract you, make you delusionary, wear you down. But the Bible says we overcome by faith. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. So this is what we want to do. We want to activate faith. There's an angel by the name of Raphael. Raphael. We call God Jehovah. One of God's names is Jehovah Rapha. And that means the God that heals. Yes. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Raphael is the one that carries the balm, and he marks the people of God. I wish somebody could get this. I'm not talking about one day. I'm talking about even now. When you got saved, guess what? The blood was applied to you. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, where are the real people of God at? Where are the real believers at? Where are those that ain't afraid of stuff at? Where are the real ones that really walk by faith at? When we got saved, we got anointed. There was a seal put on us. Amen. In other words, God said, don't touch this. Anytime the devil is touching you, it's because you're breaking hedges. Because your mind is messed up. Because you're doing stuff. He's not allowed to touch you because you're under the blood. And if you walk in faith, if you're obedient to God, he can't touch you. He can growl all he wants. He can go about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may. But he can't touch this long as I'm walking in the hedge. Long as my mind is stayed on Jesus. He who keeps his mind stayed on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace. That word is not just calm. It means prosperity. It means favor. It means abundance. God will continue to pour out on you if you keep your mind stayed on him and not on your problems, not on what's going on in the world, on him. Raphael, I see him right now going around and pouring the oil. Pouring the oil. Pouring the oil. pouring the oil. So when disease comes, it can't come near you. Can't come near you. Can't come near you. Why? The oil has been applied. In the world, they're going to accept the mark. And when they turn the 5G up, boils, sores, because they accepted the mark. But the people of God that are here, they're going to be marked by God. Amen. See, in this day and time, I prophesy to you right now, God right now is severing. Come on, he's drawing a line in the sand. To everybody that's on my side over here, enemy, you don't cross this line. In Egypt, God severed his people from the Egyptians. He made a difference. It's in the spirit realm. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We've been bought with a price. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. We are not conforming to this world. Help me, Holy Ghost. Give God a praise right there on this Pentecost Sunday. Whew. We're here, but we're not subjected. There's something working in you that defies natural order. I said it defies the natural order of things. When stuff ought to happen to you, it don't happen. Tell somebody, I ain't getting older. I'm getting better. There's an example, Caleb. 45 years later, Joshua, give me my mountain. I'm just as strong. 45 years later, I'm just as strong as I was at 40 to go in against giants. Give me my mountain. I'm ready to take my mountain. Are you hearing? 45 years later. Why? He was obedient. He loved God. He followed God. He was of another spirit. Time to let God sever some things today. Let him sever it in your mind. Let him sever it in your body. By his stripes you were healed. You walk in healing. You are preserved. You have long life. No premature death. Amen. I'm telling you, heaven is about to sound off. Healing is coming to the house. A wave of healing is coming to the house. You name it, God gonna heal it. Hallelujah. Restitution of all things. He gonna restore everything. World ain't gonna have no choice but to say, there is a God. So on the day of Pentecost, he sent it back into the planet and established his kingdom. He established his kingdom. There's a sound that's coming from heaven. Do you hear the sound? It is God. Listen, it is God that makes the seeing eye and the hearing ear. Are you hearing me? I'm not just talking about hearing. I'm talking about God is the one that gives us an ear that hears. Pray that when you pray, Lord, give me ears that I may hear. Not just people and sounds and noises. What the Spirit is saying to the church. Give me eyes that I might see as you see.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.